First of all, Mazel Tov to Shimi Goldman, put on tefillin here today. This is, I want everyone to know that this was like a little bit not normal because Shimi's been wanting to put on tefillin for weeks already. Like he, like such an eagerness and a love for a mitzvah. So Hol Kehila blesses you. You should always have that love for mitzvahs, and you should be able to put on those tefillin every single day. Ad Mea V'Esrim Shana. Except for Shabbos and Yom Tov. And if I could see through all these plastics, there's some good L'chaim over there to get us started for the day. we were talking about the different type of shemen that can be used for a menorah. And I have to reiterate that I find the whole thing a bit ironic because the... when it comes to Shabbos, Halukas Ner Shabbos, so there Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says that Shemen Zayis mitzvah min amuvchar, and that the oilum of Tanoim at that time were makabel, the das of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, who was a big tzaddik, a big makabel, and apparently knew his oils, and they went with Shemen Zayis. On Hanukkah, is not brought to you Shemen Zayis. The Ramah brings it as a minhag, brings it from the Meiri, says that, okay, it makes sense because the Hanukkah miracle was with olive oil, but it's not brought in Shulchan Aruch per se as you're supposed to light with Shemen Zayis. So just ironic that so many of us are so machmir, and I'm saying this because yesterday people said, you think this is pure Shemen Zayis? People were showing me the oils that they bought. They were so Bachbar Chanukah and not on Shabbos, where there it says clearly Shemen Zayis, mitzvah min amuvchar. Myself included. it's an interesting it's interesting how that's turned around. I guess that's the Chavivas of the mitzvah Chanukah. But anyways, it's become increasingly difficult to even consider lighting Hanukkah candles with electricity. At one time, Ramosha told people to light with electricity. He was talking about like older people, and it was dangerous for them to have Hanukkah candles in their house, etc. Or we talk a lot about people that were stuck at an airport or even on an airplane, and there's always this eitzah of lighting with electricity. What electricity? I'll explain. And the nekuda is this. Every ner needs to have a fire, a wick, and a fuel. That's the halachic definition of a ner, doylik. It's got, you have a fuel, you have a wick coming out of it, a fire. If you do something else, whatever, you know, if you figure out what else you could do to make something that looks like fire, it's not fire. A menorah is that. An electric light, whether it's for Shabbos or whether it's for Hanukkah, so if it's plugged into the wall, so A, you don't really have any shemen lefonecha, there's no fuel there, it's somewhere in Chadera or something. Do you have a wick? So it depends, because if you have an incandescent light, if anybody remembers those, so you have an incandescent light, so then you have something that you consider to be a wick. But if you're using a LED light or a halogen light or even a fluorescent light, there is no wick there. So you're missing two strong elements of what a candle is. The third part of the problem is that an avuka cannot be used as a Hanukkah candle. In other words, it has to be just a candle, not a torch. And what's the shear between a candle and a torch? So on Havdalah, we know a torch means you tie a few wicks together. But we don't know exactly what it is. So how do we know that an electric light is not a torch? On the other hand, it's probably the nicest kind of light you can get. Might not be as romantic, but it's a strong, efficient light in terms of Pirsumei Nisa. So the thing is like this, that if a person's in a pinch, you're on a plane, you're going to miss Hanukkah candles, something like that. So what you have to do is, A, use only batteries. Because battery, you can claim that the Shemen is Lefanecha. That's the first thing. So it's all self-contained in my light. Number two, you're going to have to somehow find a place that sells little pen lights that have some type of an incandescent filament or a filament. as opposed to a gas or a halogen or something like that, which is hard to find. I actually just looked in the hardware store yesterday. Hard to find because it's not an efficient way of doing it. Uses too much battery, etc. The third of all, you want to make sure that this, I don't know how to make sure, but you want to make sure that it's not an Avuca and that it's just a Nair. So that's, I don't know how to do that. Maybe somebody else knows how to figure that out. And then, b'di'eved, you could probably go back to the tshuva of Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach that said if you're in a pinch, or as b'di'eved, you can use that kind of a light. And what you would do is, when you do find that pen light, you know, the little flashlights, so you buy, let's say, six of them, if it's the sixth night of Hanukkah, tie them together with a rubber band, make a little device, and go for it. You can make a bracha on it if it fulfills all of the conditions that we spoke about.
With the bracha.